Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Michigan prosecutors are charging a 15-year-old boy as an adult in connection with the high school shooting this week in Oxford Township. That's north of Detroit. Four students were shot to death and seven other people were wounded, including a teacher. Authorities say they have evidence that shows the suspect planned to kill people. The Democratic-led House panel investigating the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol has voted to refer ex-Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark for contempt of Congress. But NPR's Claudia Grisales reports the panel is also giving Clark a last-minute chance to testify.
The House committee voted to approve the contempt referral against Jeffrey Clark, who played a key role in former President Trump's attempts to enlist the Justice Department in efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. But they also agreed to Clark's last-minute request to appear before the committee on Saturday to assert his rights under the Fifth Amendment. The move derails the committee's plans to quickly send the matter to the full House for a vote. Instead, the committee must now revisit its next steps after Clark appears and decide whether they still have a strong enough case that could be prosecuted by the Justice Department. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
Major League Baseball's first work stoppage in nearly 30 years is underway. As expected, owners locked out MLB players just after midnight Eastern time today. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the previous collective bargaining agreement expired.
In a letter to baseball fans, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says shutting down league business during the current offseason is the best way to protect the upcoming season. During the lockout, there can't be free agent signings or trades, and players can't use team facilities. There's hope a new contract can be hammered out before spring training is scheduled to start in February. Mostly, the battle is over money. The union wants better pay for younger players and big paydays earlier in players' careers. Owners say player demands would threaten most teams' ability to be competitive. Many fans won't have sympathy for either side, especially after teams spent a reported $1.4 billion on player salaries Wednesday, a one-day record, in the rush to beat the lockout. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. remains very concerned about North Korea's relentless pursuit of missiles and other weapons. He says North Korea's nuclear program is worrisome.
We seek the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and we believe the best way to achieve that goal is a calibrated and practical approach to explore diplomacy with the DPRK.
The defense secretary is in Seoul for annual talks between the U.S. and South Korea. Austin also expressed concern about China's development of very advanced missiles. He says the U.S. will keep its capability to deter these threats. This is NPR. President Biden will visit the National Institutes of Health today. He'll discuss his pandemic strategy. The first case of the Omicron variant has now been identified in the United States. Police in Beverly Hills, California are investigating the killing of Jacqueline Avant, a philanthropist and the wife of music legend Clarence Avant. As NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports, the 81-year-old was fatally shot at her home early Wednesday morning, and police say those involved remain at large.
Beverly Hills Police Chief Mark Stainbrook told reporters it's too soon to know a possible motive for Jacqueline Avant's murder. He said Clarence Avant and a security guard were also home at the time of the shooting, but no one else was injured.
I don't think it's a random attack, but I can't speculate on that right now.
Avant had been president of the Neighbors of Watts, and she served on the board of UCLA's International Student Center. Her husband Clarence is known as the godfather of black music, the chair of Motown Records in the 1990s, and a Grammy-winning executive. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in October. Tributes to Jacqueline Avant poured in on social media from Quincy Jones, Irvin Magic Johnson, former President Bill Clinton, and many others. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
NASA is going to send two astronauts on a spacewalk later this morning at the International Space Station. Kayla Barron and Thomas Marshburn will go outside and repair a broken station antenna. They were supposed to do this on Tuesday, but their spacewalk was called off for safety. That's because NASA got warning of nearby space debris. This is NPR.